Well, my mother wasn't very well after John was born, my youngest brother, and he bought a car to take her out. I said he was going to learn first. He got a licence for that period, and my sister did. He said he'd learn first, and then my sister. Well, he started driving in the field with the neighbour the first night. The second night, he weren't going in the field, he was going to Leek, where he went on Wednesday. Of course, I was sitting in the back with my sister, and he went down Buxton Road and up the next street and turned left into the car park. And, of course, he didn't tell this neighbour he was changing down. He said, going where are you going to go on a Wednesday? He turns left and hit the wall. I thought, if I can get out, I'm going to not ride with you anymore. Mm. Of course, I sent for a licence and he let me have one for 12 months and applied again. No, it's only 3 months. The licence had come out then and they were stopping, you know, this 12 months. You had to have a test. Oh, I thought, I shall never pass the test. But I sent for a licence, it's 3 months. And of course, the 3 months were up and we hadn't had my test. And I went to some neighbours, what should he do? And they said, well, I should apply another 3 months and tell you something, which they did. But anyway, I applied, well, somewhere, and then I had to go to Leek. Well, going by the 11 Lane ends, yeah. And my father says to me, he took me and my mother and my little brother. And he says, I'll tell you to stop when we go so far up the road, up at the 11 Lane ends. He tells me to stop. I kept going. I couldn't stop. He says, you pass no B test. What have you applied for? Anyway, I sat in car with my father, waiting for this gentleman to come out down Broad Street, out of a building, this man with a packet under his arm, same as they do. Yeah. And I finished off with passing my test.
Well done.
And he gave me this paper. And my father comes to car, what have you done? Well, I says, I don't know. He's given me this paper. And I looked at it and he looked, well, you've passed.
Wow. That's fantastic.
But
yeah.
I shouldn't nowadays.
But not very many women then.
No,
that's the driving test, did they? Not many
at all.
So
no,
it's very
they were. We had a cousin drove. Well, there's no ladies. Well, not many folks with a car in them days, 1947.
No. When you did brilliantly.
In the last school, of course, I worked with my father, and along with the horses, till one of the neighbours have got two boys, of course, the Stafford's tractor. There was a big snow in 1947, they had a tractor. Anyway, the year after, my brother, being the next one, having patience with horses, had a tractor. Of course, all tractors then, but I did learn, as my brother, what I found with, I could drive a tractor well, but it weren't like the horse days. My brother sort of took over, and I should do with my father bits and jobs with horses, but as time went on, he got doing them with the tractor, and no patience with horses. When the horses went, that was it, really, because I couldn't drive a tractor very well, but when the brothers went to Ashbourne, I was sort of out to do a bit, and I kept getting more involved and more involved, and of course I got, well, I could drive a tractor well, because my brother, when he had this dementia, yeah. I mean, I had to drive the tractor. And then you see another thing, I started driving the car, perhaps ruination to me, but I did the errands, and I love I love driving. But not as I went far, only to Leek or Buxton or Bakewell, something like that. I never went very far. But I went to Manchester somewhere, just odd times. But nowadays, it's not safe for me. And of course, I've had bits of accidents. I was driving till 8 years ago. I've been driving 60 years. And I had this bad accident at Human Bridge. It's known as Hilda's Bridge now, because I knocked the bridge down. But I had the license taken off me, but I couldn't have driven now. They found out my trouble was epilepsy. And, of course, they stopped me driving.